From the 20-yard line. From the Pirate 20-yard line. Austin Drake up under center now. Full house formation again behind him. Hand off. Brett Cleary straight up the middle. Cleary taken down close to the 16-yard line. Pickup of about four on the play. Second down and six coming up.
Every once in a while we get those rumbles coming through our headsets here. Sounds like a train going down the tracks here. That wind has not let up one bit.
No, it hasn't. The flags are straight out.
Lucky they're still on the flagpole.
Austin Drake taking as much time as he can off the clock here as he takes the snap and hands it off. And it looks like Brian Nash, the ball carrier. And Nash is going to be taken down very close to first down yardage here. Just short, third down coming up. Third and one, 4:15 to play here in the third quarter.
I think the most amazing thing here for Ubley tonight is every offensive play has gone forward. They have not had a play for negative yardage yet here tonight, and that's a big credit to the Ubley offensive line doing a heck of a job here tonight. That Harbor Beach defense has yet to make a play.
And they are 100% completion percentage, one for one. Hand off. Goes over the left side of the line. Looked like Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier. And Peruski has a first down for the Bearcats. Inside the 10-yard line. They'll spot it near the 8. You having a hard time keeping everything under control over here? The wind blowing stuff around on you?
I need more paperweights. I'm running out of paper. I have one piece of paper. I got seven things sitting on it so it doesn't blow away. My phone's all over the place here. I'm having a heck of a problem. Luckily, I haven't been getting too many updates from that Cass City Reese game. That's my main texter guy. He low-scoring affair over there at Cass City.
First and goal from the 8. Handoff, Tyler Peruski. Peruski taken down inside the 5 near the 4. Second and goal coming up. 6-0 in that one. Kind of a shocker considering how well Reese has played of late. The offense red hot and kind of hit a little bit of a buzzsaw that Cass City defense must be stepping up tonight.
Well, I was impressed with Cass City last week, and essentially they had the game won. It came down to the last 20 seconds. And, Tim Canfield, the USA, a heck of a play there on that short pass. Did a nice job getting into the end zone and then converting the two-point conversion, winning it in overtime.
Second and goal from the 4 for the Bearcats. Tyler Peruski again, the ball carrier, stacked up right near the line of scrimmage. So little or no gain on the play. They anticipated Peruski getting the ball, and they stopped him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, nice play by Harbor Beach there. Really, the defense's first I guess I'd call it a little bit of a victory for him here tonight because Ubley's been able to do whatever they've wanted offensively.
Third and goal from the 4 coming up for Ubley. 2:10 to play third quarter. Bearcats leading this one 30-6, looking to add a little bit more to it. Perfect 4 for 4. 4 possessions in that first half, 4 touchdowns. This is their first touch of the football in the second half. Handoff goes to Brian Nash. Nash picked up a yard, maybe a yard and a half here. So fourth and goal coming up near the 3. Give him a yard on the play. So do you run a little gadget play here, or do you just...
They could kick a field goal. Wins at their back. I would have no problem with that play here tonight.
Well, I hope that the spotter for that goes out into Lake Huron to get the football. Because
yeah, it'll cross 25.
It'll go.
Yeah.
Fourth and goal. Drake going to tuck it in and run it himself on the right side. He's in. Touchdown, Bearcats. Not much suspense there. Bearcats keep it on the ground, and they do not elect to go for the field goal.
I think you take 6 over 3 any day of the week. But, again, if Coach Sweeney would have had the field goal unit out. I mean, as long as the ball gets up in the air and is relatively near the uprights there, that's 3 points tonight because that wind will just carry it easily.
1:03 left to play here in the third quarter. 36-6. Bearcats add to their lead, and the two-point conversion try coming up. Austin Drake calls out the play. He drops back to throw, looking into the end zone. The pass is completed. The two-point conversion is good. That is, get a number on that, Jason Kaufman, I believe, right?
Yes.
All right, Kaufman on the reception. The two-point conversion, good. 38-6, 1:03 to play here in the third. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Welcome back here to Harbor Beach High School. 1:03 to play in the third quarter. The Bearcats 38, the Harbor Beach Pirates 6. And the fifth possession of the night, Jason, Bearcats go 5 for 5, finding the end zone each time.
Yeah, that last drive, 10 plays, 48 yards. Austin Drake, the 2-yard touchdown run to finish it off.
And the ball is picked up near the 1-yard line for the Pirates. Ryan Maurer out over the 15 to the 20, up to the 23-yard line, so good return by Ryan Maurer. Picked it up right near the goal line, Jason, and had a few people gasping for air as they thought he might get trapped deep back there, but he manages to get it out over the 20, close to the 22. Or 23. They'll mark it officially at the 23.
Scoreboard operator, he's never wrong.
First and 10 for the Pirates, under a minute to go in the third quarter. Pirates looking to build on the momentum of their score that they had earlier on in this quarter. Handoff goes straight up the middle. It's going to be Ryan Maurer again, the ball carrier. And Maurer up over the 25, close to the 28-yard line. Pick up a 5 on the play. Second down coming up. 30 seconds left to go, third quarter.
Luckily for the Pirates, this will be their last play with the wind in their face here tonight. The wind will be at their back here in the fourth quarter.
19 seconds to play as Sorensen comes up under center, full house formation behind him. He'll hand it off to the second man through and finding a little bit of running room, but not enough for the first down for the Pirates. As we wait for everybody to
unpile
here. Not sure if the ball maybe came loose. The Bearcats all standing over the ball carrier, but the official has his hand in the air. It's fourth down, or rather third down. And that is the end of the play, or end of the quarter. End of the play and the end of the quarter. The Pirates hang on to the football. Here we go, 38-6. End of the third quarter. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Buy 3 Napa Shocks or Struts and get the 4th free during the Napa Shocktober sale going on now at Hubley Motor Service. That's right. Install 3 Napa Shocks or Struts and get the 4th free through October 31st at Hubley Motor Service. Hubley Motor Service also has great deals now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. For tires, shocks, struts, tune-ups, transmission overhauls, carburetor rebuilds, and mufflers to complete engine replacement, trust Hubley Motor Service. Good luck, Hubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Hubley Motor Service.
Do you live in the country and can't get high-speed internet service? Well, we have news for you. This is Brenda Hearn, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive from Huron County.
This is Tracy Schutte, sales executive from Sanilac County. Some Cellular is now offering 3G internet service to your home or business.
That's right, Tracy. This is Len Jensen, sales executive from Tuscola County. No matter where you live in Huron, Sanilac, or Tuscola County,